Megan Barth from ReaganBabe.com will join us coming up in about a little more than an hour from now. Yeah. This and by the way, I'm going to ask her about these stupid legislators from Texas that flew the coop, went to D.C., and then six of them got the coronavirus. And they met with Kamala Harris. And Kamala Harris made an unscheduled stop at Walter Reed on Sunday. And everybody's going, I wonder if that's a coincidence. The same way, Bruno Mars has postponed a couple of his weekend shows, pushing them back to late August. And you got to wonder, is that related? They said unforeseen circumstances. I wonder if that means COVID-19 spike. We'll talk about that. But Bruno Mars postponed from this weekend to late August. And is it related to COVID-19? We'll talk about it. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Carry on, all the way to your locally owned Meineke, your one-stop shop for total car care. With Meineke e-inspection, you'll know the problem and the fix. We'll send real-time updates, photos, and technician notes straight to your phone. Book online today and get a $17.95 basic oil change. Engine, brakes, tires, oil. Meineke, doing car care right. At participating locations, terms and conditions apply.
A union we can count on. A union with a legacy, known for hard work and getting things done. We're the ones who built this city with pride. Our members are our family, and their well-being is our number one priority. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. As coronavirus cases rise, health officials and politicians are looking squarely at the Delta variant and urging people to act fast. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says 97% of COVID-19 patients in the hospital are unvaccinated.
It never occurred to me after three highly effective vaccines were developed in under a year that we'd have difficulty getting Americans to take the shots. But that's obviously where we are.
McConnell urged Americans to ignore the demonstrably bad advice coming from pundits and others against the vaccines. As caseloads skyrocket, he noted that nearly all the new virus hospitalizations in the U.S. are among people who have not been vaccinated. One Republican senator predicts the compromise infrastructure bill will fail to get the 60 votes it needs to advance when it comes up for a vote tomorrow.
Senator Tom Cotton tells the Salem Radio Network the compromise bill simply isn't ready to pass muster with a majority of the Senate.
This is yet another miscalculation by Chuck Schumer showing that he's still learning his sea legs in terms of controlling the Senate floor.
Not only is the bill incomplete, but Cotton notes that Majority Leader Schumer lacks support from many in his own party because of the bill's big price tag.
I mean, look, we already spent $2 trillion in March that we didn't have. And that was really unnecessary.
Cotton says the plan also has yet to be vetted for its budgetary impact. Bob Agner reporting.
The three biggest U.S. drug distribution companies and drug maker Johnson & Johnson are on the verge of a $26 billion deal to settle lawsuits brought by state and local governments across the country over the toll of prescription opioids. That's according to lawyers suing on behalf of local governments. Full details of the settlement involving AmerisourceBergen, Cardinal Health, and McKesson could come this week, but it could take months to get final approval from state and local governments. More on these stories at townhall.com.
We call him Willy Wonka. He's a chocolate lab. His belly itched, and he would actually lay in the grass and scoot across it to scratch. And Sheba, his sister, she scratched at her ears real bad, and she shook her head so much, she wound up with cauliflower ears.
DINOVITE.com. Dynavite is nutrition.
When we first got the Dynavite, they cleaned the bowls up real good. Her ears, they're a whole lot better. Wonka, his belly, it's all really cleaned up. He flops over and lays on his back and just kicks his legs, and I call it his happy dance. They look good and even smell good in between baths. You should give your dogs Dynavite before something happens. And that's kind of like preventative maintenance.
Dynavite for life.
It makes them healthier and happier.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
And your dogs will love it just like mine do.
DINOVITE.com.
With the MultiCare Group, buying life insurance has never been easier. Whatever you need, life insurance, health insurance, even long-term care, we can help. Call 702-396-9449. The MultiCare Group has access to all the best markets for your needs. Life insurance quotes are available right now, and they're very inexpensive. In this uncertain world, you need affordability. If you're a male 50, you can buy life insurance of $500,000 for only $41. That's $41 a month. Give us a call today for your no-obligation quote. We provide you with all the personal services you need. And the best part, we will always be with you every step of the way. The MultiCare Group makes buying insurance simple. You may want to inquire about long-term care. We have the most innovative plans available. Call us and find out how you can get care at your own home from a long-term care policy. Call the MultiCare Group today and get peace of mind at 702-396-9449. That's 396-9449. Call us today.
It's 4:04. This is your KMZQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. Instead of voting for the A's waterfront ballpark proposal, the Oakland City Council today voted 6-1, approving a counterproposal instead. Without the approval of the A's proposed $12 billion mixed-use project, which included a $1 billion stadium, team president Dave Cavall said it would be challenging moving forward in the city of Oakland. Team officials will make their fourth visit to Southern Nevada Wednesday and Thursday to continue to whittle down up to 20 possible locations here in the Vegas Valley. Well, to the surprise of all, Las Vegas Raiders president Mark Bedain has resigned. Team owner Mark Davis thanked Bedain for his three decades of dedication to the organization and wished him and his family all the best. Bedain told the Las Vegas Review-Journal, now that Allegiant Stadium is complete, it's the right time to look ahead to new pursuits. Well, meanwhile, Clark County has added more than 1,900 new COVID-19 cases from Friday through Sunday, with spikes in hospitalizations and the positivity rate. As of Monday, Nevada's positivity rate reached 12%. The suggested goal is for a 5% positivity rate.
KCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
We're getting reduced speeds on the 15 through the resort area right now. Both directions, you're averaging about 35 miles per hour between Hacienda and Owens. Only two lanes are available on the 515. Some people still call it the 95 between Main Street and Eastern Avenue. Both directions do expect delays there.
And in addition to that, we have to make sure that we are in a position that we are. Well, let me go to the second thing. I've spoken enough of that.
And what makes his wild claims and hopes, he now hopes we don't notice what he said or won't remember. And when he does follow through or doesn't do, when he followed through, the exact opposite. Check it out. COVID has taken this year, just since the outbreak, has taken more than 100 years. Look, here's the lives. You think about it.
Don't call me stupid.
Oh, right. To call you stupid would be an insult to stupid people.
Number one, time is running out. Number two.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
It's hour number two Live and local for a Tuesday. Good to have you with us. Kevin Wall with you. Scott Hammond is the state senator for Nevada District 18, and he joins us. I always love it when he's on. Scott, how you doing, my friend? You have a good weekend?
I did. I had a great weekend. It's a little hotter. I got back here on Sunday because, you remember, I think the last time we talked, I was in Salt Lake City, I believe, during that redistricting conference. And made my way back down here Sunday afternoon, and came in. So we had a great trip. I was with the kids in the car, and coming back, one of those family trips. Always fun.
Let me just ask you, what did you learn at the redistricting deal in Salt Lake City?
I think there's two things that I tell people that was sort of the overall themes of the event. If you're on any kind of independent commission, or if you are part of a legislative commission on redistricting, one, be careful what you say in an email, tweet, or a text message with anybody. If at all possible, just talk to a colleague, because things will be taken out of context. As much as most of us try to do the things on the up and up, and we're doing things the right way, it just so happens that courts will take your computers and look at everything, scrutinize every word, and probably take something out of context. That's number one. Number two, what I kept hearing over and over again, it's been a heck of a hard time trying to get the census completed, but the census folks believe that they are 99.whatever% accurate in their numbers, and then there are other people who are going to say it's not accurate, and we're going to have some difficulties. And I kept hearing that over and over again. Yes, we're accurate. No, it's not. We better validate it. We better check it against other information. And I have a feeling that no matter what we do, it's going to be headed towards a court case near you at some point.
As you left Salt Lake, did you have any indication whatsoever as to when we're going to get those census numbers?
Absolutely. There's going to be two sets. We're going to get something around August 16th. Those are the preliminary numbers that will be coming in. But they have to validate those numbers. Again, they had a heck of a time trying to get everything. So step number two is validating to make sure those numbers are complete. The validation should be to our state on September 30th, which is really late in the game, extremely late, because then after that, then at least in the legislature, each caucus, the Senate Democrats, Senate Republicans, Assembly Republicans, Assembly Democrats, we all get our individual, what they call a GIS, somebody who actually does the mapping for us, and we take a look at those census blocks, and we start building maps from those. And then when we all feel like we have maps that we can present, then we ask for a meeting. And so I have no idea when that meeting is going to happen, but we won't be able to have a special session to then vote on those until after those meetings happen. And then those meetings have to be followed up by at least some public comment. We have to allow the people to come in and bring their opinions into whatever mapping we do. And in some cases, they allow maps to be presented by the public, too. So it just depends on how the committee chair is going to do that. Anyway, that won't happen until the end of September, so we're not going to get numbers until way late. We're not going to get to the maps until probably October. So it won't be till late October, maybe November. We have a special session to try and pass this out, redistricting, and then there's going to be an invariably a court case. So we may not see real maps until late December.
Wow. So that means there are politicians right now cooling their heels. They want to go out and raise money, but they don't know what district they're going to run in. They don't know whether they're going to have to move their family in order to maybe move to another more friendly district. We won't know any of this until maybe December.
It's the best November, but I would have to say, given the history, I'd say probably December.
Now, this would seem to be something in a computer-based age where you could just plop the numbers into a computer and the computer would spit them out, would spit out the map. Is that not the case?
They have programs, our vendor that we have, they have a very specific program. We can generate them, but you kind of have to tell them the parameters, and then that's what's contested is where do you draw the line to start that? Because every district you draw will then have an impact on the next district that you draw. So let's say you're, you know, congressional maps have to be very, very accurate, right? They don't even like to be, they don't like a deviation of even one person. They want to, they take the court cases like Baker versus Carr very serious, you know, one person, one vote. And so what they're looking at is, you know, if you have too many people, maybe 10 people in one district, and you have to put some over in another one, well, then that impacts the next congressional district over. And the same thing when you're doing state districting. I mean, there's going to be a little bit more of a deviation. But even if it's too great, then you want to try and impact it. You want to try and change it so that you have equal voting. Well, then that'll impact the next state senate district over, and so forth and so on. So there's going to be that wrangling. So yeah, it's easy to generate a district and several districts, but then you have to talk about the political side, because there's also those political numbers that people will inject into the process.
Again, Scott Hammond joining us, State Senator, Nevada District 18, good friend of the show, always good to have him on. Any indications from that Salt Lake Conference as to whether we gained voters, lost voters? Will we get more districts, less districts? What's the deal?
Well, congressional districts, no. We won't gain any. We won't lose any either. They've already determined that. I think Oregon is gaining one. Ohio lost one. They already knew that, I think, before we even got to that district, before we got to that conference, they already knew that. We won't, you know, congressional districts, we won't be losing any or gaining any. And then as far as state senate and state assembly districts, they stay the same unless we change the number. I mean, according to the Constitution, right now the Constitution states that we can increase the number of legislators up to 75 members as needed, but there's never been any indication that anybody wants to do that since I've been there. There's been talk of it. I mean, I was here during the last census, 2010, and I'm here for the second one right now. And, from time to time, somebody will say glibly, you know, maybe it'd be a lot easier if we just added a Senate seat and then two more assembly seats. There you go. Now you can keep your rural districts, because most likely what's going to happen, because the population increase down here in Clark County, where this is the greatest percentage of an increase in the state, you're going to lose representation from the rural areas. They're going to lose a district. So they'll probably combine two Senate districts up there and then create another Senate district down here somewhere, most likely. That's the way I'm reading the tea leaves right now. And that's hard for some people to take, because, you know, they'd like to have some rural representation and not have it strictly increase in the urban areas. But, you know, the only way to do that is to actually increase the number of Senate districts.
Let me take you in a different direction, and this involves something that you and I have talked a lot about over the months, and that is Dieter. And if I'm not mistaken, Dieter has processed something like 1 million claims for unemployment during the pandemic. They were roundly criticized. They claimed it was hardware, software, they need more people. There were all kinds of excuses. Overall, as a legislator, you've seen and heard so many complaints from constituents and folks from all around the state. What do you think of the job that Dieter's done?
Well, first of all, there's another uptick in the number of phone calls and emails I'm getting, and my colleagues. I don't care if it's a Democrat or Republican. We're all seeing an uptick, because now we're seeing not only that people are still kind of, not necessarily that they're waiting around, it's the uptick is in people who are saying, look, I didn't even know it. I got a small business. There were lots of claims on my business. I've been trying to work it out because they were fraudulently obtained, right? A lot of the money or a lot of the claims were fraudulently made against them. For example, I work for a company and there was a claim under my name. And so the company I work for has got to work that out. And now Dieter is having a slower time kind of getting to those claims, because these are the kinds of situations where you're going to have to sit down and work through it. How many claims came in against your company? How many of those are fraudulent? How do you have the evidence, and then produce the evidence, and then make sure that these companies aren't forced to then pay back money that they never received, that their employees never received, or anything like that. They've got to work through that. And we're seeing an uptick in number of that, because those are the phone calls I got, several of those last week while I was out. And so I, look, I think Dieter is trying to do the best that they can. I know that a lot of the workers are doing a lot of work around the clock. We just need to give them the right tools. I was very, quite frankly, I was upset that we didn't take care of the Dieter needs right at the beginning of the session. I mean, nobody knows more than legislators how much people needed us and how much they weren't getting that kind of help from Dieter than we did, right? We were receiving phone call after phone call, and yet we waited months during the legislative session to actually have a hearing on a bill that would solve the problem. Yes, there was one bill that Dieter had asked. It was, I think it was SB 75, but that never even touched the issues that were spoken of by the special master and also by former Speaker Barbara Buckley, when she gave a report and said, here are the fixes. These are pretty simple things that we could be doing. None of that was being addressed. We put it out there in a bill, and they never even heard our bill, and they waited until the very end of the session to talk about money going to Dieter for a new system. They needed a new program, a new system, and I'm like, Kevin, I was beside myself. This is a problem that should have been solved 4 months ago. Yes, this has got to go to an RFP, and if we would have actually allocated money months ago, they actually could have put an RFP and then gotten solutions to this problem earlier. And so I'm not happy about that. And that's the part that still sticks with me, you know, months after the session's over with.
Wow. Scott Hammond joining us, State Senator, Nevada District 18. More coming up from the State Senator. We'll talk about the idea of legislators fleeing their state in order to prevent bad legislation from being enacted. We've had a lot of bad stuff enacted just in the last couple of months. Is there a possibility that our legislators could have done it? We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up. I'm Kevin Wall, Scott Hammond alongside on AM 670 KMZQ.
Blend of breaking news, interesting views, and informative interviews. The Jim Bohannon Show, weeknights from 7 to 10 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
There's a reason certified pre-owned Land Rovers enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Land Rovers. With 100,000 mile and up to 7 years coverage, certified pre-owned Land Rovers still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on your next adventure. Come find your certified pre-owned vehicle today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas at our new location, 6425 Roy Horn Way on the south side of the 215, just west of Jones.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
This is Lee Habib, and I get asked all the time why we do all of those segments on Our American Stories about people who found the American dream. And we do it because it's true. This country has great stories to tell, and we tell them on this station every night, because one thing I've learned is this: there's an American story in all of us. Join me for Our American Stories right here.
Heard nightly, Monday through Friday, 10 p.m. to midnight, and Sunday, 9 a.m. to noon, only on AM 670.
Our country is in an upheaval that continues to fester. Elected officials from the lowest recesses of our local government to the highest office in the land have played a part in the divisiveness of today's America. And we, Americans, bear the risk. I'm Sam Peters, owner of Peters Family Insurance here in Las Vegas. Our government is opening our country's border. Shutdowns have destroyed businesses and jobs, and crime rates are on the rise. Are you prepared? Peters Family Insurance is a conservative, veteran-owned business with two locations in Las Vegas. If you've not taken a look at the risks you face every day, give us a call. Whether it's auto, home, business, or life insurance, we can help. We've been voted best of Las Vegas for 2 years straight, and we live up to that award. Support local conservative small business owners before liberal elected officials put us all out of business. Call Peters Family Insurance today at 702-870-4000. Again, that's 702-870-4000.
Big name guests, the news of the day, mixed in with a diversity of opinions. Live and local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KNZQ. Talk radio done right.
State Senator Scott Hammond joining us from Nevada District 18. Always good to have him on. And I've got to ask you, because it's been in the news, Texas legislators flew the coop, left Texas a week ago, went to D.C., met with the vice president and the president, we understand, and then six of their traveling party so far have tested positive for the coronavirus. First of all, what did you think of this idea of being able to just leave your state in order to, you don't have the votes, and mm-hmm. you just leave? You just give up and you say, well, we're not going to let anything happen in the Texas legislature, so we're going. What did you think of that?
Yeah. Well, it's a mechanism that they have available to them. Same thing in Oregon, but it's the reverse, right? In Oregon, it's the Democrats who are in charge, and the Republicans up and left, and were trying to slow down the progression of bills passing. Eventually, what that led to was the Democrats saying, okay, I tell you what, when we redistrict, we're going to create a bipartisan redistricting commission made up of equal part Republican and Democrat. And so you see that being used. We don't have that. So folks out there who are thinking, why didn't we, implement that particular tool? We don't have that available to us. We don't have to have a quorum, a certain number of people there in order to pass legislation. It's what, it's whoever's there. It's the number of legislators who are there, right? And so, we don't have that. I don't think it's a particularly, I don't like it. I'm not fond of it. I think it's just sit down and talk and try and figure out some way to overcome that. I don't think they should have left. I don't think they should have left in Texas. And I certainly didn't like the response of the Republicans either. I think what the response was to issue an arrest warrant out for them. I certainly think that the sergeant of arms or whoever should have been able to go out there and get them and ask them to come, force them to come back. But it's just, the reason why I don't like that in particular is because it just escalates, and that's where we're at right now. The tensions are high. I think the voters will take care of it. And I think I mentioned this last time on your program, what we're seeing across the nation, the good thing about being at these different conferences and talking to different legislators is that they're seeing the same things in their states, the rise of the nonpartisan and independent voter. And what they see are, any kinds of deviations from trying to work together. And I think that the party that seems to be the one most egregiously just breaking these rules, these unwritten rules or laws or whatever you want to call them, they seem to get the retribution of those nonpartisans. And so I think that to keep the my party, the Republican Party, needs to I think walk in the higher ground and do things the right way, and we'll get some of those voters. I mentioned how many nonpartisan voters we had in the state last time. It was over 90% of the people who registered last month were nonpartisan. It's growing and growing and growing, and the two major parties are shrinking and shrinking and shrinking.
What does it tell you, though, for the midterms? Do you think the American people are smart enough? Do you think the people of Nevada are smart enough to look at what's been going on and saying, we got to step in and fix this?